This is a story about a grizzled ex-boxer who in the 1950s ran a gym over the Jewel Box nightclub down on East Baltimore Street, and of his dream to make Baltimore, of all things, a boxing town, or as he put it, fight town America. In a world smelling of wintergreen, alcohol, camphor, and sweat, in a boxing ring that dominated the crowded closet that was his premises, he trained his student boxers to suspend the reality of their lives in the gauzy hope of getting matches at the old Steel Workers Hall in Dundalk. So one by one in the late afternoon, after a day's work on the docks or in the Sparrows Point Mill, they would walk up to the second-floor gym, where they would don pillowy 14-ounce gloves and go at each other, looking to punch their way to glory, as if this were Madison Square Garden in New York. But it was not the Garden in New York. It was a smoky second-story gym before a handful of off-duty cops, bouncers, number writers, merchant seamen, all looking to watch these born losers acting out Hanover's dream on East Baltimore Street. Meanwhile, the philosopher kings of the block looked in disbelief at Hanover, chasing a fantasy to make Baltimore fight town America. They said things like boxing in Baltimore would never amount to much. But Hanover would have none of it. He said, "People will always come to see boxing matches for one reason. They like to see blood." Hanover kept working away. Mac Lewis, owner of a nearby gym, would give him that. He said Hanover built the Steel Workers Hall matches up from nothing. He built his own ring, hustled his own tickets. In his own way, he was bringing the dream of Fight Town America to life. Here the story takes a turn. A new Baltimore was building up, replacing the old. The block began a decline into death. And a generation came along that liked trendy restaurants and home computers and cell phones. Contrary to the gospel, according to Eli Hanover, these folks did not care to see nosebleeds. Eli Hanover died August 19, 1975, at age 51, and following that, the dream of Baltimore's Fight Town America disappeared. The dream died with the dreamer.